It has been almost 2 years since I last wrote. It doesn't feel like it until I consider all that's happened. Da is more respected now in Legault. He travels to Athaclea to render justice, and his decisions are upheld. It wasn't long ago they'd argue every point just to spite him. But he's a fair leader, and over time they've realized he doesn't just rule in favor of the lords of Ceredigion. I've relished riding through our lands, getting to know the villagers and their needs. There are barrow mounds and sacred sites throughout Legault. The history is rich with so many legends of the Eos Sea and the magical artifacts they made. I met an aging woman in the village of Knockcruggery who said she'd seen, in her youth, a knight with a scabbard that had a raven sigil on it. The knight could not be killed in combat because of it. I have spent many a moonlit night waiting at a pond to see if the Eos Sea would emerge and dance at midnight. Sadly, I've not seen any, but I long to. Da thinks I should choose a husband soon, which is probably why I'm writing this from the Palace of Plumure in Brythonica presently. We have a writ of safe conduct from the Duchess for our journey to Pri, to attend a tournament at a field called Chessy. Every kingdom is sending their best knights to compete. There will be much clashing of swords, shattering of lances, and likely dozens of bearded men itching to marry an heiress. I've never been to Pri before, so I'm excited to see the pinnacle of refinement, grace and skill at arms. Da won't be fighting, but we've enough knights in our company who will take to the fields. Everyone says the strongest knights are from Aquitania. Yet I wonder who else may be there. Claire de Moreau, Plumure, Duchy of Brythonica. Chapter 10. Warring Legends.